Proclamation number 2776 dated the June 16th, 1943. The will to live. Fear of death. The human will to live is very strongly developed as long as his soul's maturity is still very low, which is quite understandable since the world still captivates him and pretends to fulfill his wishes. The human being finds it extremely difficult to give up his earthly life as long as he lacks faith in life after death, because the latter makes him look at all life on earth differently. A profoundly devout person merely looks at earthly life as an intermediate place, as a school which he is to attend in order to be admitted into the kingdom where real life begins. And this faith will also give him the strength to overcome all obstacles and difficulties of earthly life, whereas the unbeliever often breaks down and discards his life assuming that he is able to permanently end it himself. Anyone with profound faith will gladly give up his life if it is demanded of him because he directs his attention towards the life after the death of his body and his longing towards the union with God, since he feels that this is primarily the true life. As long as the human being only pays attention to the earth and its goods, he inhibits his aspirations to ascend. He desires the world with every fiber of his being, and the thought that he will have to leave this world one day is intolerable and depressing to him. And this reveals his state of mind because his love for the world diminishes his love for God and other people, and thus the person is still spiritually immature, i.e., his soul has not yet united with the spirit within himself. He is not yet aware and knows nothing better than his earthly life. In the case he finds every thought of death appalling, he wants to live to enjoy, he desires worldly goods and disregards spiritual values. And this spiritual low level cannot be criticized enough since the human being is now in great danger to lose his earthly as well as his spiritual life. If he does not use his earthly life to find a connection to God, he will live in vain, and it is better that he should suffer the loss of his earthly life than to fall into deepest love with matter, which amounts to spiritual death. Earthly life is a mercy given to the human being for higher development and for rising above matter in order to enter the spiritual kingdom. However, if the human being's real task on earth is disregarded, he chains himself to matter and forcibly has to be pulled away by the domination of his earthly life. As long as the thought of physical death is intolerable to a person, he is not paying any attention to his real earthly task. The will to live is so strong in him that he will do anything to protect and lengthen it in the belief that his life is in his own hands. And yet again he feels fearful of having to lose it prematurely. Only in view of the beyond, in the belief of the soul's life after death, the terror of death begins to subside, and then the human being understands that his earthly life is a mere preliminary stage for the real life which will last eternally. Amen.